Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with an individual that has a very long title to his name. Nick Pomati is joining us right now. He's the Director of Sales and Marketing, Pueblo Convention Center. Nick, thanks for the time. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Hey, Dan. How are you? Happy Monday. Thanks for having me on.
Yep. Happy Monday to you. We've got a lot of entertaining things that are going to be happening in Pueblo over the course of the next several months. Let's talk about what's coming up here soon and then kind of dive into the other events that are tickets will be on sale or they're on sale now for.
For sure. Yeah. So we've got a ton of stuff and we can get into some holiday things we have going on as well. We're starting to announce some fun holiday shows and that sort of thing. You know, it's going to be September here in just a few months and or just a few days.
Yeah.
And I can't believe we're already here. But so the closest show we have going on at Memorial Hall is Aaron Lewis. He's coming up in October. We also have Respect, which is an Aretha Franklin show. And we have Rodney Carrington. Those are all happening in October at Memorial Hall. Excuse me. And then at the convention center, we have Latin Jam, which is on October 1st. And tickets are on sale for that show as well.
I love the fact that, as you mentioned, that you're already getting ready for the holidays, because this is really going to be a fun time of year for a lot of people. And when you talk about the Nutcracker, that's starting, I mean, literally, that's starting in a couple of months. That's amazing.
I know, yes. Yeah, so the Nutcracker, we actually just announced the Nutcracker this morning, and that's being put on by a local dance company. So we've got the Nutcracker, that's in November, and then we've got Scrooge, which is being put on here locally as well. So those are always fun shows that we typically try and do a Christmas themed show throughout the year, through November and December. So, yeah, I mean, November, it'll be here, in the blink of an eye, I'm sure.
Yeah. And then no question, December will be here soon after. And of course, as you talked about the Christmas Carol, Scrooge, that's the play, right? That's the entire.
It is. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And that's. Yep, that's the musical.
All right.
So, super excited for that one as well.
Excellent. And it's not just one day either. I love the fact that you have like several days that people can buy tickets for both the Nutcracker and Scrooge.
Yeah, so we like to make sure anyone has an opportunity to come, and we expect both of these shows to sell pretty well. So the Nutcracker before Christmas is on November 5th and November 6th, and then there's three performances of A Christmas Carol, which is December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Now, even before that, and it's not, you're not a part of it, so to speak, but it's very near to you, is the Chili Frijole Festival. That is, if anybody's never been there, that is so much fun. And it's back to normal, right, from COVID-19, where you really couldn't go in.
In fact,
they canceled it. Tell people what it's like, because I love the smells and just all kinds of entertainment and everything happening during the festival.
Yeah, so the Chilean Frijole Festival, if you've never been, is definitely one of the premier events that happens in Pueblo each year. So it's September 23rd through the 25th. And typically, over 100,000 people come to that event over the course of the weekend. People come from all over the state, all over the region. You'll have an opportunity, and it celebrates Pueblo chilies and beans as well. So
yes,
it's the Pueblo Chili and Frijoles Festival. So we try not to forget about the frijoles.
Yes.
But it's, you can stock up on your green chili. There's all of the local farmers will be out there. There's games and vendors and live entertainment. So definitely, if you've never been to Pueblo for the Chili and Frijoles Festival, you definitely have to try it at least at one point.
And
then we just started the Colorado State Fair as well. So there's lots going on.
You missed the most important part, is that they got the roasters that are going to be taking place up and down the streets. I mean, it is.
Yep.
It smells amazing. Like the roasting of green chilies is, oh my goodness, my mouth is watering. It's so delicious.
You and me both. Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of a chili roaster right now. And that's another cool thing. You're right. If you've never seen how Pueblo chilies are roasted, it is a cool experience,
yeah,
for sure.
No doubt. Nick, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much. And we'll look forward to talking to you next time.